We welcome you back to Chat with a Cat, and we're right here on KPAY Sports 1290 every Thursday. We talk with an influential member of the Chico State Athletic Department, whether a current player, coach, player from the past, fans, or instrumental person within the hierarchy. That's a way of saying someone in the front office. Angel Shamblin joins us, and I've been looking forward to this interview because her program, her Chico State softball program, is reaching unprecedented heights, has had a tremendous run of success, and she is a local product who has made good. Angel, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Mike. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. First, I got to talk about the elephant in the room, which is the fact that we're going to go on 2 years now, and basically you had your 2020 season cut short when you were the number two ranked team in the country at 19-2, and you had your 2021 season completely wiped out, and so you're having to look forward to 2022. What is your, first of all, how are you doing? How is your team doing? And how has this affected the entire program, a thing that you have taken great pride in building?
Yeah, those are all good questions. The team and myself, we're doing good. I mean, I think all of us have our good and bad days. This time of year, it's especially difficult because we're supposed to be in season. So I think it, you know, December and January, it hadn't really hit us. But once February hit and we're supposed to be playing games, all of us are experiencing those moments where it's difficult. You know, we're seeing, we're watching softball and seeing it on social media and TV, and we're not playing. So that has been added a whole new element that's difficult for all of us. But I think that, you know, we're doing what we can to focus on the future and what we need to do to get better, and that's what we're trying to do right now. I think the effects on the program are, like you said, we've been sitting for 2 years. We haven't really seen them a whole lot. One of our strengths is definitely our team chemistry, and so when you're not around each other, that is challenging to work on that. We're doing the best that we can with what we have to do and trying to focus on that and move forward, but it has been a challenge for sure.
I was thinking of one of the other challenges in this is that when everything was wiped out last year, it was across the board. Everything was wiped out. Professional sports, college sports, youth sports. It was just wiped out, and everyone was really in the same boat. This year is different. Division I is playing. Division II, a lot of schools around the country are playing. And it's kind of piecemealed out where, you know, you're looking at even other teams around the West region in certain sports. They're playing, but the CCAA isn't. This is kind of in a weird kind of way. And while, hey, we understand it, we get it, this is especially painful, I would imagine, for athletes because last year it was everybody. This year it's kind of not everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And to try to allow them certainly to have those moments where it's going to be difficult, there are going to be bad days, but then trying to, you know, get everybody back on track and where we're heading and what we're focused on and what we're trying to do now to get to where we're heading, to get back to competition. So I think it's, you know, kind of that push-pull. It's some days it's all about support and helping everybody through bad days, and another day it's all about, okay, here's the road that we're on, here's where we're moving towards, here's what we need to do now to get there.
You were 19-2. You were ranked second in the country, and the call comes that it's going to be shut down. I look at it as what an amazing year and trajectory your team was on, a very special group who had some holdovers from that amazing run that you had to get to Salem, Virginia. I'm wondering the thought process with some of those players and then some of the newbies who kind of felt like this is our turn, this is our time. And how are you preparing them for, okay, dig in. This is what a championship program does. Yes, season did end abruptly. We've lost 2 years, but we're pointing toward 2022, and we're going to pick up right where we left off.
Yeah, I think it's different for different groups. We have a group of seniors, you know, a few of them that came back for this year that are graduating, and it doesn't make sense for them to come back next year. You know, one of them is put off grad school for a year already. So with that group, it's about showing gratitude and everything they've given to the program and what they're still giving to the program. They're still around us on Zoom meetings and still doing what they can to have input. So that's all about just support for them and, like I said, gratitude, giving them, letting them know how much they've given to our program and thanking them. Our other group, it's about meeting everybody that's coming back next year. It's about preparing them to what we need to do right now to start working towards in-person activity, getting back on the field, all those types of things, what we could be doing to work on our team chemistry now, even though we're completely virtual. So it's different plans for different small groups of people within our team.
Your program, you're in your 15th season as head coach of the program, and you took over and you've guided the Wildcats to 360 wins, winning as head coach in Chico State softball history. You basically took over a team that was well under 500 in your first year, and you turned them into a 33-win team with basically the same cast of characters. And I want to ask, what is the magic elixir? What is your mission statement? What do you get across that clicks in with these student athletes?
Well, you know, from my standpoint, it's been awesome, but there has been growing pains along the way too. So as coaches, we learn every year and get better too. I think that as I look back, some of those winning seasons are things that I definitely could have done better in terms of just managing people, and it's all new when you're a head coach, a brand new head coach at this level. So definitely, you know, proud of what we've accomplished, but still learning and growing as a coach. Our vision statement, some of the things we focus on is make this place better than you found it, and that's for all of us. I think our philosophy is, you know, for me, it's really important we grow people up for a living and everything that comes along with that. And also we try to make our culture, Chico State softball, a place that every recruit wants to come. And I think that everybody has had their hand in that and all of that success. It's certainly not just a magic thing that I bring to the table. And you know this about Chico State. It's just about the people, you know. I mean, everybody up and down our hallway, the kids buy into that as soon as they get here. People care about one another. They take time out of their day to show that, appreciate one another. It's all those magic things that Chico State has that we've bought into that certainly helped our program.
You know, and when you look at what you've been able to accomplish, and I work in, you know, you work close with Rory and Luke, and they will send me notes. Oh, Angel got a great player. Oh, Angel got a great pitcher. Got a great hitter. Your area of recruiting, you've excelled there in bringing in top notch players. One, philosophically, what are you looking for when you're pinpointing a player? Two, how much do you rely on coaches that you trust around the state and around the country, around the region? And how do you make all of it fit? I mean, how does this happen?
Yeah, it's definitely a puzzle, and trying to bring together not only the right talent, the right personalities, and that we don't always get that right. But for the most part, you know, we've done a lot of great things. And like I said, it's not just in me, you know, my assistants and myself, all my assistants throughout the year, being on the road, developing relationships, took time. When I first took this job, the program didn't have the reputation that it's gained now because of all of the people that have bought into Chico State softball. So at first it took a lot of time to develop those relationships with people, and they knew that they could trust us. We figured out who we could trust, and now it's just, you know, keeping up with that, maintaining those relationships, making sure we're communicating with all the travel ball coaches. One of the things that draws us first to people is definitely their talent, but then asking the right questions as far as what kind of people we're bringing in, what kind of students we're bringing in. We want to make sure that we have the right fit for our culture. And when we get them here on a visit, I let them spend the whole day through campus tours with a good majority of our team and allow them to give a lot of input on the recruits, and they give some really good feedback. So I think it's just everybody that we have now in our program that knows exactly what we're trying to do, what we're trying to bring in, and everybody has their input, you know, with recruits that we're looking at and we bring them on campus.
I love that answer because you may pinpoint a player, and then you have your current players that you trust, that you've been going into competition with, show the recruit around, and they actually have a say. They come to you and say, Coach, this is a good fit. Oh, I think she's great. I think she's going to work out. And I would imagine there are times where it's, Coach, she may be really good. I don't know about the fit. I don't know. And, I mean, that's a great give and take, allowing your players to have some ownership in that. Is that unique? I would imagine to winning programs it's not.
I don't think it's unique, no. I think a lot of programs do that. And, yeah, it's just – and now we have the kids to be able to do that within our program, right, because they've been here. We've kind of solidified our culture and what we're building and what we're working towards, and they understand that because I've been able to communicate that a lot better than I did when I first started as well. But, yeah, to allow them to have a say, you know – I mean, they give really good feedback. They're the ones that are their age. They spend a few hours with them here when they're on campus, so they know what questions the recruits are asking when coaches aren't there. And, you know, they've done a great job in reading some student-athletes when or recruits when we have them here on campus. And I have to say, now that I've got a few years under my belt, it was, you know, when I first started, if a recruit was super talented – and we hadn't built our culture yet, so just hearing a couple of things, it's like, okay, well, maybe I could change this person once they come into our
yes.
culture.
Yes.
You know, and maybe we can make this puzzle piece yeah. fit. We can make it fit. And now, as I've learned and grown, it's not quite the case, you know. And we don't have to make those decisions now. This is a place that a lot of recruits want to come, and so we have, fortunately now, a lot of options. And our girls on our team and my staff are a huge piece of recruiting.
That sounds like the biggest change when before culture has been established to after culture has been established is, you know, this puzzle piece doesn't fit. I'm just going to cut this edge off right here and I'm just shove it right in the yeah. puzzle. Make it fit.
I'm going to make it fit in there.
Make it fit.
Absolutely.
Yes, we're talking with Angel Shamblin. She is the head coach of the Chico State softball team. What an amazing run of success. When we come back, we're going to talk about her growing up locally, playing high school softball in Oroville, and now getting to coach at Chico State and helping lead a program that has reached some incredible heights and has become a destination for some of the best softball players on the West Coast and in the country. You're listening to Chat with a Cat, and it's right here on KPAY Sports 1290.
The Big Carl has two juicy charbroiled beef patties, melted cheese, and classic sauce. It's what you order from Carl's Jr. when you want a big meal, a big, beefy, melted, cheesy meal. And with three juicy charbroiled beef patties, the really Big Carl is back. It's what you order when you want a really big, meaty meal, a really big, charbroiled, beefy meal, a really big, beefy, melted, cheesy, juicy, tasty. You get the idea. The Big Carl and really Big Carl at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price participation may vary.
Welcome back to Chat with a Cat. It is presented by Carl's Jr. and a proud sponsor of Chat with a Cat right here on KPAY Sports 1290. Angel Shamblin is a local product, went to Las Plumas High School in Oroville, earning back-to-back All-Eastern Athletic League honors, and in 2019, inducted into the Oroville Union High School District Hall of Fame. That's got to be a great feeling. I mean, you were a standout player here, and now you've been a coach. You've been a coach at Pleasant Valley High School and had great success in 2 years there, and also starting shortstop at Butte College before you played at BYU of Hawaii. So you've touched all of the little inlets here. You went Oroville High. You coached at PV. You played at Butte, and now you're coaching at Chico State. That's local girl is local girl.
Yeah, and you know, the crazy thing is when I first started out and decided to make the jump into college, I assisted here for a year, and when I took a job as a head coach and left the state, I coached down in Arizona, I thought, I didn't think I would be back. I mean, how lucky and fortunate, who does that happen to, that I get to come back to a, you know, to a smaller community where the job just happens to open up, and I happen to be the fit that they were looking for. So, yeah, it's I lived, you know, locally much of my life, so I'm very familiar with the program, the people here. Again, can't say enough about them, and just had some great experiences locally. So great to be back.
Your program, as we kind of highlighted, you took over the program in 2009, 360 wins, and we talked about that first season where the team went 19-36, and then you went 33-21. With basically the same cast of characters and with one win shy of reaching the NCAA championship finals. But it has been a run of great success over the years. I mean, there have been some very good teams. You've really pushed the envelope and made Chico State. And we've talked about a little bit about the culture of the program. And I've talked with so many coaches about it, and they say, you know, starting to win games on the field, in a lot of respects, that can be the easy part because you've got to change the whole attitude and culture of the program that has not had maybe a lot of success. You've got to change that, and that's tough if you haven't even experienced it or if these players have never experienced it. How long did the culture change take? I mean, I know you come in and you're like, this is how I envision it, but it doesn't necessarily happen overnight. It's a years long process.
Absolutely. I think it's always a work in progress. I mean, even still now, you know, it's not like, oh, we've arrived and now it's, you know, just easy. I think every single year poses its own challenges. And as you gain experience, then you get to start seeing some of those challenges repeat. You've had experience with it. You've communicated about it. So, you know, you're a little better to make better decisions. And I think that all of those things do take, you know, a lot of time, and our people that we've had in our program, our student athletes and our staff, have really spent a lot of time and effort in helping develop that process for sure.
How was BYU of Hawaii playing there?
It was interesting. I mean, it was Hawaii, so yeah. You know, I was young. I was 19 and heard Hawaii, and I jumped on the next plane and went out there and played. Yeah. It was, you know, I think that it was a great experience for me. That's an institution where, gosh, I can't remember. I think the students there came from like 30 to 35 different countries, so just got to experience a lot of different things that I had never experienced growing up in Northern California. I got to, you know, meet a lot of different people from different places, and I think just grew up a little bit there. So that part was really great. And again, it's Hawaii, so
yeah,
how could you not love it?
Yeah, absolutely. You actually coached at 2 years as head coach at Arizona Western College in Yuma, Arizona. That was after you had served as an assistant at Chico State. I believe it was a 2007 season. You led the Matadors to 64 wins over 2 years. Was there something when you ventured away from Northern California? I mean, you were at PV, then 1 year at Chico State, and then you got the Arizona experience. Is there something you learned about yourself or about yourself as a coach that helped you when you finally got this opportunity?
I think every year you learn and grow and you just pick up different things that help you along the way. I will say that making a jump from an assistant at the college level to a head coach was a learning experience for me. And, you know, you never know what it's like to make decisions as that person until you're sitting in that chair. And to be the person that was hired, you know, you walk in, you're young, and you're a little naive, and then those decisions start coming, and it's a growing process. So I think that every single year, even at Arizona from year one to year two and then coming to Chico, it takes time to develop those managing skills and communication skills that really help you as a head coach.
Under Angel Shamblin, Chico State players, 55 postseason conference awards, 41 All-West Region selections, and 4 All-America honors. We take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk, we're going to dig deep into the 2018 season, the record-setting year, the amazing season. They celebrated the program's 50th anniversary in a big way. Team 50, I think was the, I want to say it was Team 50, but I think I'm wrong. But you'll fill me
in. It was Team 50.
Team 50. Yes. Yeah. I was doing it from memory and I got it. Just such an exciting, what an exciting experience. I mean, we'll share all kinds of highlights, a program record, 29 straight wins, a 55-6 record. There'll be a lot to talk about with that. What an amazing year it was. And we'll revisit it as Chat with a Cat with Chico State softball coach Angel Shamblin continues right here, KPAY Sports 1290.
The Big Carl has two juicy charbroiled beef patties, melted cheese, and classic sauce. It's what you order from Carl's Jr. when you want a big meal, a big, beefy, melted, cheesy meal. And with three juicy charbroiled beef patties, the really big Carl is back. It's what you order when you want a really big, meaty meal, a really big charbroiled beefy meal, a really big, beefy, melted, cheesy, juicy, tasty. You get the idea. The Big Carl and Really Big Carl at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price participation may vary.
This is Chat with a Cat. It's brought to you by Carl's Jr. And we thank you for joining us on this Thursday afternoon. Chico State head softball coach Angel Shamblin, she is joining us. And, of course, we've been talking about the Chico State culture and the Chico State run of success, taking over the program in 2009. And it has really been, as Angel has mentioned, a building process. And then it built to a crescendo in 2018. What an amazing year. And one of the stories and one of the things I just love to impart to people, and I don't know if I've told you this, Angel, is one of the highlights of 2018 for me in looking back at it was when your team would be playing a doubleheader right next door to Nettleton Stadium where the Chico State baseball team was playing a doubleheader. I'll never forget that we were very in tune with what was going on with your program, and we were doing play-by-play, of course, of the baseball game. But I told Luke and Rory, I said, and Luke primarily, I said, listen, as many updates as you can get me of the softball game, I really, really need, because we need to keep this going, and we need to continue to impart this to radio land. And I'll never forget, the first game of a doubleheader would be over and your game is going on. And I couldn't wait to get out of my abbreviated post game for game one and run down those stairs and watch of 20 to 30 minutes of your game. And the players for baseball would go on over and they're watching, hanging over the fence, watching your team play.
That was awesome.
What an amazing experience for the program, for the department, and for you and your team to have a season like that.
Absolutely. It was an amazing season, a great group that we had, not only our staff, but our student athletes. And I mean, you know, just when I look back on some of those numbers, and I mean, those kids, wow, our women that we had in our program, the things they accomplished that year, just, I mean, miraculous in our sport, you know, to win that many games in a row and to stay undefeated for an entire season at home. Those things are really, really difficult to do in our sport. And they raised the bar, you know. Team 50 raised the bar for our program and elevated our program and will forever be remembered because of all of those things.
It was 29 straight wins, a 55-6 record, the most victories ever in a single season by a Chico State softball team. They broke the previous record by an astonishing 15 wins, captured both the CCAA regular season and conference tournament crowns, won 5 of 6 to claim the NCAA West Region title on their home field to reach the championship finals for the first time since 2002. And there were 11 new single-season team records in 2018. I just remember the onslaught of offense. I mean, you had Haley on the mound, but the onslaught of offense, it was just absolutely astonishing times where you say, yeah, they hit five home runs. Right? And I'm like, yeah. What in the world's going on?
It
amazing, Angela. That had to be, did you know
amazing.
Did you know what you had? Could you, in 2016, 2017, and as you were getting ready for 20, did you know what you had, or did even their performance surprise you a little bit?
I mean, we knew we had a lot of talent, but even in the fall, we had a rough fall. We just had a lot of adversity, a lot of different situations come up. So even in the fall, we had no idea. And it wasn't until we started playing our first tournament, we opened up in Las Vegas that year, and seeing them on the field in season and that group that we had, I think it's honestly started to click that first weekend where it's like, wow, okay, all right. You know, just, yeah, the pitching staff that we had, the offense that we were able to produce, the defense that we played, everything just came together. And it wasn't, that team was never focused or stressed out on like, oh my gosh, you know, we've won so many games in a row, we have to perform. They would show up so just loose and have fun, and you know, they're laughing and playing hacky sack before, you know, games, and they just had a way of taking the stress and pressure off of themselves, and they just had a good time while doing it.
As you were building up in that in that amazing run, and the wins just keep coming, I'm wondering, and I've seen teams in the past, there have been teams in various sports where you had mentioned, I'm glad you mentioned it, at the beginning of the season, maybe during fall, you said we had some adversity, a little bit of adversity. I rarely see a team that can advance to an NCAA championship tournament that doesn't experience a little bit of going sideways. You almost have to. You almost have to feel a little bit, because you got to know how your team reacts when you go sideways a little bit. I'm wondering, in that regional, when you drop a game, and you know, like, our next game could be our last. Now, winners don't usually think like that, but is there – what do you say to make sure they're not tight? They know they're one win away from advancing where they want to go, but you don't want to be tight. You want to still be loose. How did you see them on that championship day?
Yeah, we were at super regionals, and we had won the first day, our first game, and – the next day you show up, and if you win the first one, you win your West region and you're off to the World Series. And we dropped our first game, and when we had started to play, we showed up a little different, you know, than the day before. We were, things just weren't coming as natural and easy to us, and we struggled all the way around. And I think just saying and reminding them what got us there, you know, and you can't think about it as this could be our last game when you're in those moments, because then you tighten up and, you know, you really can't play our sport tight. And so just reminding them who they were, what we were about, all the things we accomplished, and, you know, go enjoy it, and I'll see you on the other side of success.
That is probably the best way to do it. You've done all the hard work, and you get to that point. You got to Virginia, and it's one of the weirdest things, because I watched both games, and in a weird kind of way, I mean, you look back at it and you go, I still felt you were the best team. I just think that you had a couple of bad breaks. One is a close game where you just can't get that hit, and the other's a slugfest. How do you look back on those? I mean, there's those just, hey, it just shows about the minutia that is all so important in winning games at that level, and your thoughts on those two games that you had there.
Those were probably the two toughest losses I've ever had as a head coach, and I think it's because I know I could have been better once we arrived there. I felt, even myself, I talked about this team, you know, even our staff included, how loose we were and just how much fun we had. And I think it was different when we showed up there. And I felt, even myself, getting sucked into that, you know, as a staff, as student athletes, it was our first time to the World Series. And so I think I could have done a better job with our team, and making it about, you know, still having fun and all of the things that helped us be so successful with our talent, continuing to remind them that as we're there. So I shoulder a lot of what happened there just because of, you know, being the head coach, it's your responsibility to make sure that your team is prepared mentally, physically, and ready to go. So those were certainly disappointing losses, but I know that it helped me grow. It's going to help our program grow. We still have student-athletes that played in the World Series that are still with our program. Even next year, it helped them grow. We learned a ton. I mean, and now when I look back on it, what an experience, right? It is so difficult to get there. And once we were there, we just made it all about, you know, pressure. Like, oh, my gosh, we're finally here. We're finally here now. We're so close to making our goal happen, what we've been working towards all year, instead of just looking around and looking at people out in the crowd and, you know, reminding ourselves, how fun is this?
Yeah.
look what we've done. So that's something that, you know, I took away from it. And certainly I feel better about it now than I did a few years ago. But those were devastating losses for me as a coach. And I know even for our kids, they wanted it. But still, what a year they had. It doesn't take away from anything that they did or accomplished that year. They did so many amazing things.
And it's amazing how you look back at some of those great team accomplishments and your team does so well. And I've seen it in so many other sports as well. And of course, once you get there, you're like, all right, I want to win this thing. And you knew you were good enough to win it. But I imagine that initial pain then subsides and you kind of say, we went 55-6. We won 29 straight games. We set all these records. I mean, holy smokes. I mean, it after a while, I mean, and what good is the loss? As all good coaches say, what good is the loss if you don't learn something from it?
Right. And absolutely. So, it just happened, you know.
Yeah.
I wish it hadn't happened there.
Yeah,
but it's, you know, if you haven't been to that place yet, you know, I mean, we all have to give ourselves a little bit of a break, even our student athletes, because I know they felt the heaviness of it too. But when you haven't been there and you haven't experienced that, it's, you know, it's something new and it's something that you can't explain. And you're, like I said, you're so close. You're just so close. So amazing experience. We learned a lot from it. And you know, the next time we get there, I know we'll be a lot better.
The Wildcats have won at least 30 games in 7 of Angel's first 11 seasons at the helm. And since 2016, the Wildcats, 184-59. That's basically, folks, three-quarters of the time they're having a victory celebration after a game. So it has been a tremendous amount of success. Angel, it has been a pleasure. I know that this is not the easiest of times for anyone in spring sports right now because losing basically 2 years is no fun. But best of luck in terms of 2022 and getting your squad ready for when the time comes, which is going to be a while, but everyone is looking forward to it.
And so are we. And yeah, we can't wait for that time to come, and we're ready to start preparing for it. Thank you so much for having me on and talking about our program. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, Angel. That's Angel Shamblin, local product makes good, Chico State softball coach. And, of course, as we remember, last year, before the season was cut short, her team was 19-2, ranked 2nd in the country. And so the Wildcats primed and ready to make a push when they can take the field once again. This has been Chat with a Cat, and it's right here on KPAY Sports 1290.